by Enchante, featuring Naker? I can't quite pronounce it.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, nice. Sometimes I find it hard to pronounce some words personally. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, why would they... Like, I guess they would have some sort of meaning behind it, wouldn't they? Like, having a name like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what name... What name would you have if you were a musician?
I would have my name.
Your name?
Yep, just my name.
Just Gabe, to make it a bit easier for everyone else?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually quite fair, I reckon. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm looking forward to being on the show. For a bit of confusion, I was supposed to be there was supposed to be a drive show version of this, pretty much, basically.
Yes, but Declan is sick, so we can't do that today. Show.
And I also couldn't make the afternoons, basically,
yeah.
Which wasn't very good. So we decided to move it to this time frame, basically, which is I'm happy about it, but I'm not sure. I'm just hoping hopefully it's not too hard on everyone else, just changing it so suddenly.
Yeah.
Because I changed it yesterday, and I'm not too. I feel a little bit bad about that personally.
Anyway, next up we have Charlie by Charlie Puth. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Will.
Okay, so there is a topic that we are going to discuss. Just cutting to the chase, cats or dogs, which is your one?
I prefer dogs, but because they're loyal, they're fun. But statistically, cats are cheaper and less demanding.
That is a good point. So basically, we'll stick that. So dogs are more loyal and have a bit more companionship.
Yeah.
So,
but they cost about $16,000 to $22,000 in a lifetime.
Yeah, our teacher was like talking about how she always wanted one specific breed of dog, but they're so expensive and the waiting list on them is just incredible.
Yeah, so, I heard that some dog waiting lists are like 3 years long. Mm,
exactly. So let's take that into account. So how long would you reckon a cat's a waiting list for a cat is?
About a week.
About a week, you'd reckon?
Yep.
My sister got a cat, and she got it for her birthday. It was a bit early. So, yeah, I think you were right, about a week. Just mainly more delivery time than is the waiting time, basically. It's more delivery. So, dogs are more expensive, but more companionship.
Yeah, and they'll, like...
But
they will stick to you like glue on carpet.
Yeah.
But whereas
Or blue tack.
Yeah, whereas
Never
cats...
Never get that out.
They will just, like, they're independent. All you really got to do is feed them, give them water, and then they'll do
it. But you can still play with them sometimes, like, with little, like there's a stick with a piece of string on it and, like, a little toy on the end.
Unless, of course, your cat is a demon, like my sister's cat, and will attack the stick, which is basically your hand.
Yeah, I remember we once got our cat a Christmas present, which was like a little stick with a toy at the end, but she found it early and chewed through the string.
Yeah.
So that was a lovely present for her.
So yeah, that's kind of what happens with cats.
Yeah, so they do chew and chew a few more things. But dogs, I've got two dogs, and they chewed up a bunch of electrical wires, which we had to have fixed. So, like, it's not exactly that good either.
Yeah, I mean, like, they've both got pros and cons, but in the long run, I would prefer a dog over a cat.
Mm. Oh, speaking of long run, cats would live longer as well.
Yeah, the cats live
for about
12 to 15 years.
Yeah, 12 to 15 years.
Whereas dogs are only 10 to 13.
Yeah, though dogs can live for a bit longer, and so can cats.
Yeah, that's just the average.
Depending on which breed, mainly, because it varies from breed to breed. Anyway, but that's enough of that. Gabe, what is your final summary?
Cats are cheaper and better than dogs, but dogs are cute.
Okay, cats are cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind. Next up, we have Ed Sheeran's song Overpass. So, Gabe, you had a very interesting topic that you wanted to talk about. Yes,
water tastes better at night, okay?
Okay,
it just does.
Okay, why do you think this? Because doesn't water have no taste?
Yes, but at night, it tastes better. I think I know why.
Why?
Because at night, like, in the middle of the night, you're going to be really dehydrated, and just drinking water while you're super dehydrated is just a blessing from the Lord.
So this would be the same if it's a hot day and you haven't drunk water all day throughout the day. So is this what you're trying to say? It's not better at night, but more
it's
better...
No, it means, like, if you've just been traveling through a desert for a couple of days and you've had no water, and then that first sip of water, it's just great.
So basically, it's not because it's late at night, it's because you're dehydrated.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so we could rechange
the topic.
But
there's a difference if it's night. It's a flavor change for some reason.
So are you going to give this an experiment?
Maybe not, but probably yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably do it because you're bored.
Yes, I will.
Okay, that sounds about good. That sounds about right, personally. I think that sounds like something you'd do as well. You do some funny things, don't you?
Yes, I am. Like, yeah. I am that type of person who will do things for science.
Anyway, next up we have Down Under by Men at Work. You're on STC Radio.
By Men at Work. You're on The Morning Show with Gabe and Will.
Okay, so basically there was a topic that we were going to discuss here. It is statistically, I think you misspelled that there.
I'm pretty sure it's, statistically.
What do most people do in their free time?
Well, actually, most wealthy Americans spend their free time, and wealthy means $50,000 per year or more. They play activities like racket sports or attending performing arts things.
Or hunting, that would be another one.
Well, I'll just see.
Yeah, that could be one, because I always considered, like, fancy and posh as, like, you go out on the horse and then go hunting or something.
That's obviously, most wealthy people go out golfing. I mean,
that's the one. There we go.
It's just a thing that every wealthy person knows how to.
Yep, absolutely. I agree on you. Definitely on that one. What do you do in your free time, Gabe?
I either sleep, eat, or play on the PS4.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, like, what else do you have to do?
Xbox.
True. Like, just playing games, really.
Okay, so playing video games.
Yeah, that's...
Eating or sleeping. What about outside or Lego? Lego's fun.
Yes, Lego.
Lego's always fun. I always liked Lego. I always liked Lego. Did you like Lego?
Yes, I've got more Lego in my room than I do have furniture.
Yeah, same, actually. I've got, like, three boxes. And, like,
only three boxes?
I'm not done.
Amateur.
And then a drawer, and then outside into the kids' lounge.
Amateur.
Oh, yeah, how much
I've taken over the whole house with my Lego.
Yeah, and doesn't it all get smashed, though?
Yeah, it does, unfortunately.
Anyway... this next song here is Easy On Me by Adele. You're on STC Radio.